This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to another week of Brews and Cruise. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today I am here with Eddie. And I want to say, this is how you pronounce your last name, Belica.
Yes, you got it right.
Perfect. And I've never actually said your last name, so well, I got it right. So Eduardo. Yeah. Belica.
Eduardo Belica.
We call you Eddie.
Yeah.
For short. And Eddie has brought, not only did you bring, as you can see on the camera, a bunch of hot sauces, so you kind of know where this is going, but you've also made us a drink. And what is the drink that you made us?
It's a Oaxacan Old Fashioned.
Okay.
So
what's in it?
You pretty much saw what's in it. We got some tequila. We got some mezcal. Couldn't find Liqueur 43, so I had to find something else to substitute that. And some orange bitters and Aztec chocolate bitters as well.
Perfect. Yep. Well, let's cheers to this first before we get into what we're going to get into here. Cheers.
Cheers.
And then also, who would you bring along with you? Oh, is this your right-hand man?
I was picking up the last ingredients at Midwest, and then he just tagged along.
Oh, and what's your name over there? Milton, right?
Milton.
And so yep. You're going to join us on not drinking alcohol. You got a bottle of water for yourself. But we're going to do a little bit of the hot ones challenge per Eddie's request. And he brought all these sauces and he brought wings from Nosh.
Yeah.
So shout out to Nosh.
Yeah, shout out to Nosh. Shout out to Greg for doing this, accommodating this for us.
This is awesome. Yeah. They look amazing, these wings. So I don't know if anybody's been to Nosh or Winona, but if you haven't, go check it out. It's probably the place where most people go for a special date, I would say, or for some special anniversary or celebration. I know I go there for my buddy's birthday all the time. So
yeah.
The one thing I like, there's a seafood paella. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, tell us how we're going to do this.
Well, we got it right here lined up from the least hot to the hottest, which is X pepper, which is the hottest pepper in the world right now.
Oh, gosh.
So I hope you're ready for it, man.
So closest to me is the
closest
least
to
hot.
You is the least hottest. Yes.
And then hottest goes to you.
Yep.
Okay. So how many wings do we have here? We've got 2, 4, 6, 8. And we have, we got 2, 4, 6, 8 hot sauces. Also right. One per, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get going.
All right. Let's do
it. You know, you put yours on how you normally would do this first. And then I'll just kind of follow along with your what you do.
All right. Well, I usually just put a little dab on it.
Little dab.
Just because you haven't tried these sauces, so I don't know.
Sure. Just a little dab will do me?
Little dab.
A little dab will do me. Okay, there I'll do go. A little bit. Then I'll hand her over to Milton on his side. Let's go right here. So this one is actually by the hot ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some of the from the hot ones. And okay. That one is barbacoa.
Okay.
So it has a little smoky taste.
I can smell that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I can smell that smoky flavor. All right. So we're gonna try this and this is the first time we've ever done this, and we have no tables on here besides the side table. That's all we got. So this is gonna be new for us. We got napkins, so if you need one, Milton, you're good. I got some napkins over here for you.
All right.
Let's see what we get here.
Cheers.
Cheers to the wings.
Cheers.
I think we're going to be saying that on the next one. That's a hot sauce I can handle. That's a hot sauce I can definitely handle. So, Eddie.
A little bit of sweetness on it.
And a little barbecue. Okay, now it's getting a little peppery.
Mm-hmm.
So Eddie, where do you come from then?
So I was born in a small town in Jalisco where all the tequila comes from.
Oh yeah, okay.
El Grullo, Jalisco.
And where is that then specifically?
Like kind of like in the center of the state, like super close to Guadalajara. But back in like 2000, my parents and me and my sister came to Wisconsin.
Okay.
So that's why I'm a Packers fan.
Oh, you are a Packers fan. Okay. So,
but it's okay. That's not going to affect our friendship.
That will not. My mom will love you, though. My mom's going to love
you.
Oh,
yeah. She does.
That's right. She's a Packer fan. I remember you said that one time when you were serving us.
Yeah.
Okay. So you moved to Wisconsin. Where about?
Somerset, Wisconsin, where the Apple River is.
Oh, sure. Yeah. A lot of people go tubing up there, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, and, man. So then you get down here.
We were just like, you know, going back and forth. And then eventually, you know, I was old enough to work here in the States. And I came up here, stayed with my dad, just because we weren't together for a very long time. We couldn't get along anymore.
Sure.
So, and, you know, like teenager. So,
teenager. Yeah.
So then I moved to California with my cousin Milton.
Okay.
And I stayed there for a few years. And then I went back to Mexico. And then I finally decided to come back over here and started working at an apple orchard in Dakota, Minnesota.
No kidding?
Yeah, Southland Orchards.
Cool.
And then after that, I started traveling on the road, doing welding and like iron work.
Sure, sure.
And then once Milton was born, I decided to settle in town.
Okay.
And I started working at Opatron.
Okay.
Which I've been there since 2015.
Oh, so, well, man, you've done so much in your time because I think you're younger than me. I assume you are. I'm 37.
Yeah, I'm 30. I'll be 34 this year.
Okay. So you've had a lot of different experiences in your life from not only moving here from Mexico, right?
Yeah.
To Wisconsin, to traveling, to going out to California. Holy smokes. That's a lot of stuff you've done so far.
Yeah.
So then you, okay, so now the way I know you and I met you was at El Patron.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are watching or listening, you know Eddie is, this is maybe biased, but I think you're the best server in Winona. When we go in there, I don't even have to ask for what I want. I mean, I'm a pretty predictable guy, so that's probably the problem. But you already know what size of beer I want. You already know the style I want. So I think you take a very good interest in your clientele that comes in. I don't know if anybody comes and asks for you specific like we do, but we love having you as ours. And I don't know. It's for some reason you just know things about us, and then you retain that information, and that's what makes it more of a personable experience for us.
Yeah, I mean, like I feel like it's like a decent-sized town where you can get to know your customers and just like build up that connection
for sure
with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's what makes it special, you know, for me to actually know my customers and, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what the funny thing is now, you know, my wife's pregnant. So you know that she likes margaritas. A couple of times ago we came in, giant margarita glass with water and ice in it.
Yeah, we thought that was hilarious. That's the closest it will get to a marg. Until, you know, she's done with the labor.
That's right. Well, are you done with your first wing?
Yes, I am.
All right. What are we moving on to then?
All right. So
want me to grab it for you?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Now, this one's not in a specific bottle, so you're going to have to explain this one.
Okay. So this is the Nashville Hot from Nosh.
Nashville Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It already sounds like it's going to get spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Take a whiff. Oh, yeah. Milton's looking like he's excited to have some of this. Now, this was made by Nosh, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so you brought in some that are from different companies, and then you brought some specifically from Nosh.
Yeah, the other ones are from the webpage, from the hot ones.
Okay. Now, do you specifically just like the hot ones hot sauces?
I mean, I shop around, but
okay.
The hot ones make some decent sauce.
Sure. Well, yeah, there's a reason why they have their own radio program. So, but yeah, oh, it's stuck in there.
Yeah, it is.
That's all right. We got plenty of time. God damn it. The Nashville hot stuck. Don't worry, I can edit this part out.
Yeah. You're going to have to.
Well, we'll get to this sauce tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't worry, Mathon. We'll get you too.
We'll get you too eventually. One of us. Do you know what's in that sauce?
I do not.
It's got to be some thick stuff in there. But I think you just keep hitting her. She's going to come out sometime. God damn it. There you go. Now we're going to be cooking.
Now we're rolling.
Uh-oh. There's going to be one giant glob come out on you.
Okay.
Now we're good.
Now we're rolling.
Do you know what's specifically in this one?
I do not.
No, because this is a secret of the pros, huh?
Yep.
All right. Ooh. I got to take a whiff. Oh, yeah. That one's got a little kick to the nose. Oh, man. Well, these chicken wings are fantastic, first of all, but trying some of this. Now, are these sauces for sale, or could you order this at Nosh then? These ones that...
So he does, like, a rotation on the wings here and there, but, yeah. Usually he serves these with the wings, but if you do like spicy food, you can always request like a side of the hot sauce like I do at Nosh.
Okay, so they have a side of hot sauce too. All right, I got you right into this one.
All right.
That's got a lemony flavor to it.
Oh, yeah, man. Very citrusy. Right.
Very citrusy. I got a little pepper down my throat, I think. So when it comes to your serving experience, the way I always compare you to is we've gone on a lot of cruises in our life, my family and I, and they do exactly what you do. For somehow, some way, they learn their clientele. And granted, this is only for like a week. And whenever we go on these cruises, our glasses are never empty. We're never asking for a bunch of things. So whenever we come into El Patron, we know that if we have you, we're not going to be sitting there asking, Eddie, we need this. Eddie, we need that. Can we get some more of this? It's coming. Or else you're going to ask us before we're even done with it. So that's what we actually really love about coming and getting you. And that's actually how we built our friendship, was over that.
Yeah, no, I feel like, so my very first job down in Mexico, like growing up on the coast, you know, like up here, like, you know, like you're in high school and you go and get a McDonald's job or something like that. My first job was like a server bartender in a resort.
Yeah.
It was a 5-star, 4 diamonds.
Oh, so dang.
We had to get all these kinds of training, you know.
Don't need more?
I feel like that helped me a lot, you know, in like
Absolutely.
The industry. Plus, you know, I really like it, so it just comes natural, I guess.
Yeah. Well, my wife always says, A kid should always have a serving job at first in their life at some point, so they learn how to deal with people.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that, too. I mean, that's always a good idea because you learn how to, you got to have patience, first of all, and you got to learn how to multitask and everything.
What do you think of the cocktail, by the way?
Dude, this cocktail is, it tastes just like an old fashioned with a little bit of smoky flavor and a little orange to it, and I love it because I like mezcal. My buddy Tyler was on, and he's the one that introduced me to mezcal. Then I had my buddy Louie on a couple weeks ago. He requested a mezcal, and then this has it in there, and you can taste a little bit of it now, and I love that. It's just a hint. It's not a lot.
Very well
balanced. And it's got a little orangey flavor to it. I love it, dude. It's so good.
Yeah.
Did you make this one at the restaurant?
Oh, no.
No? This is a special one?
Yeah, special. Just for the show.
The Eddie special.
Eddie special.
That's awesome. All right, what's the next hot sauce we're doing?
All right.
So we had Nosh.
Looks like it's the carrot habanero.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Me and Mathon had this at Nosh.
Should I shake it?
With the wings. So.
Carrot habanero.
I know.
Oh, I think this one's a little bit. I think this one's a little bit thinner. So I think this is going to come out a little easier than the other ones did.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's not super hot. It's really, really rich in flavor.
It doesn't smell as hot as the last one. Let's just say that. But it is a little thinner, so it's coming out a little easier for us. There we go. Pass her down. I got the cover right here.
All right.
So where was the place that you had worked at before that you said it was like a 4 diamonds place?
Grand Bay Hotel.
Where's that at?
It's La Navidad in Barra de Navidad, Jalisco. So like south of Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Yeah. Small beach town.
So down in Mexico then.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So then when you came to Mexico, did you have to go through immigration and all that? Or
like when I go back to Mexico?
Yeah. Or when you came here when you were a young kid. Yeah.
When I came up here.
Because how old were you when you moved here?
I was like 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember it that well?
I really don't. Like, no. I just remember hopping on a plane and just landing in L.A.
All right. Landed in L.A. and you just went from there?
Yeah, just went from there. Cheers.
I'll let you know if it's cheers after I'm done. Okay, this one. Man, I don't know how to describe this one. But there's the kick right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And like,
no,
that's what I like about Greg's, like all like spicy sauce, that they are spicy. They deliver, but they still have a really good flavor.
Oh, dude, the initial flavor is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was like, this one's not gonna be hotter than the first one we even had, and now I got the little bit of the habanero in the back of my throat, mm-hmm. So I know. So this is really good stuff. When you go to Nosh, what do you order?
Depending on the mood. Sometimes, like, I like to cook at home, but
okay,
since he's in sports, you know, either we're doing soccer or basketball, I don't have the time to cook.
Sure.
So sometimes we just go to Nosh, and we either go for either, like, small appetizers and a sandwich, or we get the hanger steak and some scallops.
Oh, man, that sounds really good, yeah, too. Hanger steaks. And, oh, dude.
But they have some really good sandwiches, too.
So now when you got here, then you started working at El Patron. How did you get in there?
I went to Mango's first.
Oh, and, did you?
And they said no.
They said no?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, I talked to the owner, and he said that they were, like, starting to get into their slow season.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's the wrong time.
Wrong time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Then, you know, I would be a fan of Mango's probably more if that had been the yeah. case. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're at the restaurant, because it's a Mexican restaurant, what do you order there? Because you know my order by heart. What is it, please? Just tell everyone.
All right. So every time Chris goes to El Patron, he always gets the nachos fajita with chicken, and then he adds shrimp to it, but he skips the sour cream and the onions.
That's correct. And then what do I normally get for a beer?
Well, Chris likes the craft beer just like I do. So if I have something fun and something good before I come to the table with his beer, I'm like, yo, we have this. What do you think of this? But if not, I always give him either the Suda Su, or right now we have the Axeman on tap. So that's what we've been drinking.
That's right. See? That's why he's the best server in Winona.
Thank you, man.
What's our next one that we got?
Oh,
my tongue is just like the perfect spice right now, so we're
okay.
Good.
Okay, well, don't get too comfortable.
I'm going to try not to.
All right. The next one is called The Bomb.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone on the show says that this is disgusting, that it's just nothing but hotness. But I personally don't think that.
The Bomb. The Bomb Evolution. This is the one that everyone hates.
That's the one that everyone hates.
All right, I'll let them know. I'll be the judge of that one. Hot ones, I'll tell you. Hopefully this one comes out nice. It looks a little thicker, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Oh, nope, it came right out. That's perfect. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Here's the cap for it. How you doing? How's your tongue over there, Milton? Pretty good? Yeah, you like this, don't you? He likes this. He's ready to watch us.
He's
suffer.
Been training for this.
How do you train? Light your tongue on fire.
Oh, well, we just go to Nosh and ask for hot sauce.
Just drink the hot sauce specific. Okay.
And then we wait for our birthdays, and then we eat wings with the sauces.
Perfect. You wait for your birthday, eat the wings with the sauce. Yeah. Okay, let's see how bad this is. Oh, man. I can see why people say that's terrible. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's supposed to be like pure pepper.
That's just Ooh. like straight up crushed pepper.
Oh my gosh. All right, just when I thought I was getting comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie told me not to. Oh my gosh, and he's right. And now I see why everyone on that show hates this.
Just for the record, Chris never requests any hot sauce or anything hot when he comes to El Patron.
This is why.
So, ooh. Yeah, he is definitely in pain right now.
My eyes are watering.
I see some teardrops.
Yep, that was like pure. So they get worse from here?
Oh, I hate to break it down to you, but yes.
Oh, my gosh.
My mouth is on fire too, man.
I'm about to edit this out. So you're a Packers fan, huh?
Yes.
Were you mad they didn't go to the Super Bowl?
No, not at all. With how we played this season, I feel like we would have just embarrassed ourselves.
Well, the Vikings did just that.
Well, they had a...
Are you sure that wasn't the worst one?
No. I'm telling you, it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Oh, man. Bill, how you doing? Thumbs down.
The Vikings had a good run.
They had a good run.
Sam Darnold kind of choked there at the end.
Choked a lot. Oh, my gosh.
But I think it was, like, more shocking to see that the Lions got beat by Washington.
Yeah, that was really shocking. Oh, man.
I see some tears.
Tears and sweat now.
How are you doing, Milton?
If anybody's watching this, if you're listening to this, you might want to watch this episode. Because we're only halfway through. And we still got 35 more minutes to go.
Oh, man.
So anyways, woo. I will never order hot sauce again. You have ruined it for me. However, the first two Nosh ones I can handle.
Yes.
Should have brought milk. We're going to need some ice. Wait, maybe the mezcal makes it go away. If people are watching this, you're going to be laughing at me because I'm now sweating and crying. Oh. Whew, okay, so yeah,
that definitely helps.
You're a Packer fan, but I assume you watched the Super Bowl at some point.
I watched parts of it because I took Milton to the Minnesota Ice Festival.
What's that?
It's in the TCO Stadium where the Vikings train.
Oh, sure, sure.
It's like the largest ice maze in the world, and we got to do a little scavenger hunt there. We had some hot cocoa. We had some pupusas there.
Pupusas? What's that?
So that's Salvadorian food.
Okay.
It's kind of like so they're made out of masa, where the corn tortillas are made of.
Okay, sure.
And they usually like cut them in half, and then they stuff them with either pork with chicharron, or chicken, or just cheese. And
You're doing a good job explaining this.
You throw, like, cabbage salsa on top.
Okay.
Yeah, sour cream.
Whew. All right, what's next? I hate to ask that question, but we have to.
Okay.
The next salsa.
It's honey badger, honey mustard.
That doesn't even sound that bad, but I hate to say that again. The bomb sounded bad. And it was.
I would do.
This is Eddie's idea too.
I would do just a little bit of this, because even though this is good, it's super spicy.
If anybody is listening, you might want to turn over to YouTube and watch this one.
Man. Whew. Yep.
Oh God, it smells spicy.
So, yeah, like I said, we were just watching pieces of the Super Bowl, but it was kind of boring.
Yeah, nothing much happened in the first half except for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
What'd you think of the halftime show?
That was interesting because of the fact that I found out it was a diss towards Drake for most part.
Yeah.
That was hilarious because the next day or two, all I saw on TikTok was... Well, this is what meant, this is what this meant, that's what that meant, that's what that, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. Now they were just dissing them, so,
yeah.
Okay. Oh gosh, here we go.
All right.
This was Eddie's idea,
three
by the
more
way,
to go
everyone.
After this one.
Cheers. Cheers. I hate to say that right now, but cheers. I don't know how the guy does this show every time. Okay, not as bad yet. Does your tongue hurt, Milton? Okay, this one's not as bad as the last one, I don't think. And either that or I just put, or I bit into the wrong part. Wow. I don't know how the guy does this show, the hot ones.
Yeah, man.
I don't get how he does this.
Yeah, and he does it like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, there's like 20 episodes per season. I was watching this with my wife not too long ago. And I was like, how is this guy doing this? Like, I couldn't imagine if I did this every week with a person. This would suck. Yeah. I'm glad I'm sucking with this with you, though. Yeah. I feel like you're totally understandable. I thought you were going to blow me out of the water and be like, this isn't that bad.
No.
But I see you're over there. Your face is red. Milton's shaking over there.
Are you cold, Milton?
Yeah.
Go grab a sweatshirt.
Grab your jacket.
Yeah. It's all good. Okay. That one wasn't as bad. I think you should flip those two around.
Man, so, like, they have even, like, the...
Warning labels?
Warning labels.
That's a good idea.
But this one is supposed to be hotter than this one. But
I don't. Does it have? What is the what do they call when they have the hotness on it? The rating.
So they have like peppers on the side.
Yeah, what's that called? It's like that. It's some
like
sort
of heat level or like the.
Yeah, there's something that's called for the heat level. We've had it as a trivia question many, many times. And I can't remember. Scoville.
Scoville, yes.
There you go. I thought of it as I'm burning.
Yeah, so the heat level on this one, on the last dab, it's 11 out of 10.
Well, 11 out of 10.
So that's going to be the last
one. When we're going to like wrap up our interview.
Yes.
Okay, so did you watch the dunk competition at all this past weekend? Or do you watch the NBA at all?
I was at Port for a little bit watching it.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that blows my mind every single time, every year. Just, how can these guys do this? Like,
can you touch the rim of a basketball hoop?
I can't.
I'm
5'9".
And I'm 5'10". And I can like maybe tip it, and that's it. I can't get any higher than that. I don't have that kind of leg muscles or whatever they call those. Man, that's not me. And I watch those guys. And that one Mac McClung, which I think is a really cool story. I think it's awesome what he's doing. But his head on his last dunk was at the rim, and he's 6'2". So he's 4 inches shorter than us. I can't imagine jumping that high.
Yeah. The way they were jumping over the car. And
dude, that was so
like,
cool.
This guy was like on a hoverboard, like spinning.
And he dunked 2 basketballs on it. Yeah. That's dude, if people haven't watched the dunk competition, go watch this last year. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
But yeah, I didn't watch the game though. I was, can't remember, I was out of town, I believe. So I didn't even get to watch the game or the format of the game, but I guess people were very critical of it.
Yeah.
All right, what are we on to next?
I know nobody really liked any of the teams that went to the Super Bowl, but I'm glad the Eagles took it, because if the Chiefs would have taken it, I feel like the NFL would have lost a lot of views and viewers.
Why do you think that? Why do you think they would have lost
viewers? Just because how everyone was talking about how the Chiefs got all this help from the refs and that.
They certainly didn't get any, they didn't get that this
they past didn't Super Bowl. Get it in the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm gonna blow my nose, people. It's getting bad. It's getting bad. That one wasn't as bad.
No. Okay, next is Face.
Now this is actually from Nosh.
Yeah, that is from Nosh. And
okay.
That's a tough one.
And this one's gonna be?
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
A tough one.
Milton, have you had this one?
Yeah,
Face?
He had Face before.
Okay, let's get into it then.
All right.
Oh man. Woo! So do you what do you play for sports?
Me?
Yeah.
Growing up, I played soccer just because that was pretty much the only thing that the school offered. But
oh shit!
I always I always had passion for all kinds of sports, and especially when you come from a beach town and you move to the Midwest, you kind of have to find what to do and adapt. So I picked up a lot of hobbies up here. I started doing, you know, from ice fishing to skiing and
really
started golfing, even though I suck
at golf. Or
at golf.
Okay, it's not everyone's cup of tea.
And the first time I grabbed a club, I broke my girlfriend's dad driver on the first hit.
Oh no! All right, cheers. All right, on this one.
Cheers.
Oh man. Now this one's from Nosh. Now I can tell the difference of the flavors from Nosh. I can tell these are homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad yet. Not bad yet. His flavors at Nosh are you can definitely tell they're not from a bottle you would just find on the shelf somewhere.
No, definitely not, man. It's so fresh.
You can definitely tell it's fresh, for sure. Do you know what's in this one at all? Like, any sort of ingredients? It's called Face.
I know he definitely used some of the peppers that he grew this season, or this last season.
Man, this
was good. So there's... I know there's either scorpion or Carolinas or ghost peppers in it.
What's the hottest pepper again? Is it ghost?
The hottest pepper in the world right now is the X pepper.
The X pepper.
Yes, but some of the peppers that Greg grew last year, they were so hot. Like, he usually comes to the restaurant and he has me make like one of the specialty marks for him. And then he brings his own peppers. So I just cut a few chunks of it and I throw it in the marg. And sometimes he has to like take them out because they're just way too hot.
Right, right.
So I don't know. Sometimes it just depends on the temperature, on the weather, and how much water you give them and stuff. Sure. And, you know, we usually have a very humid summer here. So I feel like that helps a lot.
Helps tame them?
Tame them, yeah.
Okay. Otherwise it could be really hot then. That one wasn't as hot, and it had such good flavors in it. So far, that one's my favorite.
Face.
It's just called Face.
Yeah.
So Face. Do you help Greg out then in the kitchen to like make some of this stuff, or how'd you get to know him?
Well, just like we met at El Patron, I also met Greg and the Nosh staff at El Patron as well.
No kidding.
And we just became close friends, and yeah.
You got away with people, man. Yeah. You got away with people. Okay, that one was my favorite so far, Face. That one had really good flavor. Wasn't as hot as I was expecting. But man, this drink, man, you make a good drink. Do you make this one ever at the restaurant when you're working?
No, but you know I have made some infusions at El Patron.
Yeah, my wife, you make one for her too. It's what is she like in hers now? She likes the little habanero.
She always gets the pomegranate, and then I throw like some jalapeno slices on it.
Yeah.
But she has requested the Carolina hibiscus infusion.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, you go back and you just like whip up something like I got you. And you come back, I'm like, this is really good. Even I don't get margaritas all the time just because they're very filling for me because a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah.
Not that to say that the IPAs aren't filling by any means, because they are very filling. Whenever I test Stephanie's out, I'm like, this is really good. Whatever Eddie came back with, this is amazing.
Yeah, and I personally don't like sweet drinks myself, so that's why I started to play around and started, you know, making all these infusions for the margs, because when you infuse a spirit, you get all the flavor with less volume on a drink.
Okay.
And you skip all the extra sugar and all that.
So did you learn how to make these drinks just by working at a restaurant, or did you just play around with stuff?
I play around. I'm a foodie, so on my days off, I like to go to restaurants and check out new places, check out speakeasies.
Where are these speakeasies that you go to?
depending on where I'm at, like a couple years ago, I went to Denver for a concert, and someone recommended me the speakeasy that it was hidden inside an ice cream shop. So you had to find the entrance to get in.
Yeah.
Once we did that, once you go in there, man, it was so cool. Like, the interior was so nice, and the drinks, of course, were killer.
That's so cool. So did you have to knock and say a password?
So
a password at all?
So when you Googled it, it said hitting in a cool place. So sure. We were just, you know, that gives you kind of a clue. And so you start looking, and the guy that runs that worked at the ice cream shop just stares at you because he can't help you or spoil it. So he's just looking at us like,
can you order ice cream too, though?
You can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're like hitting in a nice, in a cool spot. So we're like the walk-in. So then we try to open the walk-in.
Sure.
And nothing. So then by the switch, the light switch, it said turn the light switch on. And then later after that, a guy comes in.
Oh.
Or comes out, and he's like, show me your ID and I'll come back in 5 minutes. I'm going to set up everything for you guys.
Oh, cool. I went to one in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it wasn't that it was hidden. It was kind of hidden. Not like that, where you had to go into an ice cream shop and then go into something else. But the guy comes, opens the door, tells you if there's going to be a wait or not. And then when he got in there, you had to talk pretty quietly. And then they would tell you to be quiet if you, like, a guy came out and yelled at everyone for being too loud at one point. So they really tried to do the ambiance of that as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. All right. Where are we at with the next one?
All right.
So we got two more, right?
So this is the Sriracha.
Sriracha. SFH? SF. Do you know what it stands for?
Super fucking hot Sriracha.
Perfect. That's the one. That one sounds
bad.
This
one gave me the hiccups when I tried it at Nosh.
Oh, crap. That doesn't sound good. If you get the hiccups from it, that sounds very hot. Milton, you gave up?
Yeah.
I wish I could, but I'm the host. I can't. So this is another Nosh run, huh?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then after this one, we might have to talk a little bit before we get to the last one, because the last one, it might be where I have to wrap up the show.
Yep.
Because we don't know what I'm getting myself into here. Okay, so this one's a super fucking hot SFH. Here we go, baby. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Another good flavor. That's a good one. But uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Oh, man, the flavor on this one's so good, though.
Yeah. It's like, it's so hot, but you just, like, when I eat these hot sauces, I know it's hot. I know I'm suffering, but I just can't stop.
I know, I feel that way with buffalo sauce sometimes. I'm like, oh, man, I can't stop, but it hurts so good. Oh, my gosh. This one had really good flavor. Still, the face one is my favorite at the moment. If this one wasn't as hot afterwards, this one might be my favorite. But this one's more of a, I'd say like a tangier flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Greg ain't giving out the recipe, is he?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. These wings are good too, though. These wings have a lot of meat on them. Like, you know, you go to some places and it's pretty like lacking the meat on those things.
Yeah.
This one, these are like thick
wings.
They're
generous wings.
They're generous for sure.
Yep. You're ready to go, Milton.
You already dressed already, man. Yep. Okay, so you said you ski?
Yes, we do alpine skiing.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's something I would never have guessed.
Yep.
And it's because, well, you're from Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to know that. But, again, you moved here at 9-ish years old, so this is most of your life is around here. So you grew up around this.
Yeah, so he started skiing when he was 4.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And he fell in love with it, so we kind of try to do it every year as much as we can.
Where do you guys go around here?
We either go to Mount La Crosse or Coffee Mill.
The last 2 years haven't been good for snow.
No, exactly. Yeah, this year we haven't done it. We just had some good snow, but, you know, I'm only off, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so, and we have had really bad weather, plus, you know, basketball practice and all that.
Sure,
so
sure.
We don't really have the time to do it right now.
Yeah, I bought a snowboard 2 years ago, and I used it 6 times that year, and I haven't used it since because I didn't get out last year because of the lack of snow.
Yeah.
And this year, our first real snowfall came this past week, and I haven't been out yet, and I don't pretend that I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the snowboard, though. That's mm-hmm. what I got into. I'm not great. I can go down, go back and forth, and that's mm-hmm. about it. I go off a jump, and then I usually land on my butt, and I'm a little sore.
Yeah, I never really tried snowboarding. I want to do it just to try it. I seen some of my friends that ski and then try to snowboard, and
yeah.
they're on their butts majority of the time.
It's different, though. Some people, see, like, if I did what you do, my legs would just split apart. That's all I would do, and then I would fall over. I like when my feet are strapped together, but some people hate that because they're like, I have no control. My feet are stuck together, basically, or to a board. So it's but not
the easiest. I feel like you get control, like, balancing your body when yep. you're in the snowboard.
Yeah, you do. It's really weird because you feel like it'd be so easy. Just it's a flat surface. How hard could it be? A little too much forward, you fall. A little too much backwards, you're on your butt. I'd rather go on my butt than my face because I've done both. Because when you go to the ski slopes, that is some hard snow there. When they make it, it's like ice. Mm-hmm. It's all packed, yeah. So it doesn't feel that great. No. So then you ice fish too.
Yes, which we only done once this year.
Yeah.
We had some good ice this season, but it's just been too cold, so the pressure doesn't help, so you just get skunked.
Do you like the cold?
I don't mind it.
Really? No. God, I hate it. You think me growing up here all my life, I would love this. Yeah. I'd be just fine with it, but I hate it. My dad hates it. My mom doesn't care much for it. So we're definitely in the wrong area.
Yeah. No, I feel like I just got used to it. Coming from, you know, a place where it's like summer all year, it's yep. nice to see all four seasons.
I could deal with... summer, fall, spring. I could deal without this part yeah. for sure.
I'd say fall is probably my favorite season.
Sure. Fall is your favorite season. Yeah. Okay.
Both of our birthdays and we like Halloween.
You like Halloween?
Yeah.
So do you, going with Halloween, do you follow some of the Mexican culture still then in your life?
Yeah, we do. I try it for him.
Sure.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do then for that? Like, there's the Day of the Dead, right? That's
yeah. So Day of the Dead is November 2nd, and like Mexico Independence Day, September 16th.
Sure.
So
you follow some of those cultural things still and teach yeah. Milton about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. What are some of the favorite holidays that you like from the Mexican heritage?
From the Mexican heritage, probably Day of the Dead. November 2nd, just because, like, down there, everyone goes to the cemeteries and bring their favorite meals and, like, say, like, a bottle of tequila. And
sure.
They just spend the whole day there.
They go to visit family?
They go to visit the tombs, yeah.
Okay.
And they bring out, like, yeah, as a family, they bring out, like, their favorite meal and snacks and stuff.
Okay,
they clean the tombs around.
It's like a big party.
Yeah, it's a big party.
Celebrating someone that's passed away.
Yeah.
That's a cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Then so they bring tequila, bring some food, and basically eat. See, now in our culture, people might think that's a little weird. Like if I said, "Hey, let's go over to the cemetery and let's go grab a pizza," some people might look at me and go, like, "What's wrong with you?" Yeah. But I'm like, "Well, I get it. It's all the heritage portion."
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Then, do people dress up then and all that?
Some people paint their faces, you know, sure. Like Sugar Skull style, something like that.
So I've been to some of the Mexican places, like Cozumel I've been to in my life, and I get it's pretty touristy there until you get a little deeper into it, but mm-hmm. some of the heritage I kind of understand with some of the souvenirs that they're having for sale and stuff, mm-hmm. so that was why I was kind of asking those questions, and obviously since you've been up here for, you know, two-thirds of your life or more, I didn't know if that guy kind of went to the wayside or not.
No, I definitely don't want that to go away, especially for him. You know, I sure. want to pass it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still have your? Sorry, keep going. Go with what you're gonna say.
I do want to keep a balance though between the traditions from here and from Mexico too.
Sure.
I feel like it's important too.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So do you still have your stealth yet? Your Dodge Stealth?
No.
You don't,
at the auction.
Oh, it finally went through?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, we both got our cars tinted here, which is hilarious. You're like, I got a guy that'll do for like $150. You're like, okay, I'm in. I'm like, perfect. Drop your car off here and come back and get it in a little while.
Yeah, it was a nice car, but, especially for the wintertime and all that, I kind of needed something different.
So. Did you finally get your truck?
Not yet. But hoping to get it this year.
Okay. Yeah, you were wanting a Toyota Tacoma, if I remember right.
Yeah.
That was the idea.
I don't know if I'm going to get that because my girlfriend doesn't like Tacomas anymore. So.
Uh-oh, now what?
I guess she never liked them.
So what do you got to get now?
I don't know. We're going to talk about it and see what...
A Ram TRX you need.
I like those. I've been looking at those. Yeah. But it's either going to be a Sierra or... A Tundra.
Okay. Yeah. Well, full size. Basically, she wants full size.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're coming up at about 45 minutes here. What else you got going on in your life? Because I really don't want to eat this last one until you absolutely have to. So, what on your hat, though, what's your hat all about? It says Hermanos, right?
Hermanos.
Yeah. What's that?
It's just a brand.
What's the brand?
Greg gave it to me. And,
sure.
He just thought about me and when he saw it at the store. Just picked it up and gave it to me.
How did you... So you formed a relationship with him just coming into El Patron?
Just coming into El Patron and just, I guess, like food and drinks.
Sure.
Yeah, kind of have the same passion
for it. So what do you do? Just invite you down and you're like, hey, come on down, check out Nosh here. Because you don't work there.
No. I did help him in the kitchen on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And that's pretty fun.
Were they short-staffed?
They were short-staffed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I gave him a hand.
Well, the one thing I always recognize with El Patrono is it's like always a lot of the same people since I've been going there for the most part. There's really no turnover of people a lot. So they must be really good to their employees.
Back in the day, we did struggle a lot with help.
Sure.
But we're good on staff right now. We had the same staff for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
And Esteban and Ruben are good people, man.
Are those the owners?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, they take care of us, and we take care of them.
That's nice. Because you said you have Tuesdays and Wednesdays off.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd days to have off.
It is, but I kind of got adjusted to it. And, like, when you're running errands, it's so much easier because there's, everyone's at work.
Sure, yeah.
And you're out there,
And the money for serving is on the weekends anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, our busy days just, surprisingly... I mean, you've seen Mondays were busy, too, because some restaurants close in town. And
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I do notice, though, is you're, like, friends with a lot of people that serve. So you guys are all on the same schedule anyways, it seems.
Yeah.
I saw you out with people from Nosh one night at the Lafayette.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, we just got done working. I'm like, oh, you guys are all friends, so it doesn't matter. You're all working anyway. So if you were off on the weekend, they would still be at work, so it wouldn't even matter if I was off or not. And like you said, it's easier to get your stuff done.
Yeah, if we get done at a decent time, we try to make it somewhere for at least one drink.
Yeah, I can taste this again. Yeah, I can taste this.
The Lafayette, we try to make it there at least on the weekend for one.
Yeah. And now that my tongue is coming back, I can actually taste the drink again.
Yeah.
Because I had to wait for a little bit because I didn't want to ruin it. This is such a good drink. And you put a little orange peel in there. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the flavor or is it just for the looks? If you take like the skin of it?
Like we usually like squeeze the peel and then go around the rim. For taste, for the oils.
Did you do that with this one?
What's that?
Did you do that with this one? Did you?
Yes, I did.
I thought so, because I was like, I could taste some orange, but it could be the bitters, too, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, now going back to the relationship that I built with the customers and the people from this town, man, it's just, like I said, it's just so easy, because we have really good customers, and I know that a lot of people do a lot of things for the community, and... I don't know if you know Leah Dahl.
Leah Dahl?
Or
Dole?
Dole.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know her. I went to high school with her brother.
I know she's part of the Winona area Toys for Kids.
Sure.
So we like to help them out, too, during the wintertime or, Christmas time.
Sure. Okay, well, do you have any good serving stories?
Serving stories.
Yeah, anybody, maybe a really good one or maybe something that was, someone got real mad at me or got mad at us.
I have some good, crazy stories.
I want to hear the crazy ones then.
Maybe after we finish this one.
Off camera.
Off camera.
Off camera ones. Well, how about a good one? Nice one that someone did something real nice, or they were just a really good customer, or maybe it's just a repeat customer. Because you were just talking about Leah, who works with the toys in town here. Is there any other customers you have like
that? We had some customers that have been very generous towards us.
Sure.
The other day, I was just making drinks at the bar, and I was helping one of my coworkers with some tequila pour, and I was explaining to them, you know, the hints and the notes on the tequila, and they're like, "Are you the manager?" I'm like, "No, I just know my tequila." And so we have this Tesla mezcal at the restaurant.
Okay.
And Ruben bought this bottle, but the bottle sold out because it was like, you know, just special edition or whatever.
Sure.
So the price spiked on it. So we're like, we cannot sell this anymore. Because who's going to want to pay $100 a shot, you know? So, but not everyone knew about this. So my coworker poured 3 shots of this for these guys.
Oh, shoot.
And then she comes back to the kitchen and she asks me, "Eddie, what's the price on this?" And I'm like, on the Tesla? I'm like, "I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to sell this."
Uh-oh.
And then Esteban overheard and he's like, "No, we're not selling that." So I go back to the bar and I explain the situation to the guys and I'm like, "So this is why we can't sell it." And I'm like, "I know they're already poured, but if you don't have to take it," I was like, "I can just take them back." And obviously we couldn't pour it back in the bottle, but
sure.
We were either going to shoot it or just keep it for us later or something.
Oh no. So, $100 a shot, huh?
Yeah. Jeez. So there were $300 in those shots.
Yep.
So I guess the brother was visiting from California, and he was like, I got him. So then I started explaining to him, you know, why this mezcal was so unique, what was in it, and the hints of it. And then he's like, "Have you tried it?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, "Pour yourself one." And I'm like, "Man, you don't have to do that. That's like $100 to pour."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Do it." So I poured myself one. And I'm sipping on it. I'm explaining to them, you know, what I'm tasting. And I'm like, "Are you getting this? Are you getting that?" And so that wasn't even my table. Like, I was just helping my coworker.
Sure.
And just because I helped them and I was, like, nice to them, they gave me the shot. And on top of that, they gave me $100.
Dang. It's about
just for
$500 right there.
Just for sharing some knowledge on
sure.
tequila.
So it's called Tesla?
Tesla.
What's
from,
so
like,
unique
from,
about it?
From Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's so unique about it then?
Well, I think they only made like, I don't know how many bottles they made, but they only made a few hundred.
And you guys got one?
And we got one. Yeah. But Ruben just wanted it for like kind of like display because
sure.
it's like a lightning bolt.
Oh, okay. I got to look
yeah.
that up.
Yeah. Well, next time you're at the restaurant, I'll
show
it to
me.
You.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be there next weekend.
Yeah.
Now, my last question before we get into whatever is going to kill us. What's your favorite tequila / mezcal? Because every time I'm there, the last question you ask me for, you get the checks. You guys want a tequila shot? And we usually say, nah, we're good. What's your favorite tequila / mezcal?
I would have to say that probably for mezcal, La Luna, what we're drinking right now.
La Luna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this mezcal comes from Michoacán. Usually the majority of the mezcal imported comes from Oaxaca, but some other states are starting to do it.
Okay.
And so Greg's liquor rep sale, that guy has a lot of knowledge on all this stuff. So he invited me to do a mezcal tasting, and he let me try like five different bottles of La Luna. And he told me the story behind every bottle. And so he told me that they come from out of Michoacán, which is like the state neighbor from Jalisco, where I'm from.
And when you're saying states, you're talking about states in Mexico,
in
right?
Mexico,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So the way they do it differently from Oaxaca is they balance everything, because majority of the mezcals that are in the market, it's just like a smoke bomb, you know?
Sure, sure.
So this is like a little different than that, and you get all these notes. And the way the mezcal is processed compared to the tequila is very unique. Like some, like when you see labels on the bottles, some say vegan, and that means that, you know, there's like no like meat involved, because some people process with like a chicken breast hanging on top, and
that
adds flavor to it. It's weird. I know it sounds.
I would
weird,
never have thought of that.
Yeah, so there's vegan mezcal, and then you have like other mezcals, types of mezcal. But what caught my attention about La Luna and that specific brand is that he told me that they're making like a Minnesota association down there.
Okay.
And they're trying to make their own mezcal from like people from Minnesota.
In Mexico.
Oh, Michoacan.
Cool. Did not know that one. So it's called La Luna.
La Luna.
Okay. That's cool. That's your favorite then?
Right now, yeah.
I'm going to have to pick that up because I have not had that before. I've never even heard of it. But then again, I don't know much about tequila and I don't know much about mezcal at all. So it's all brand new, whatever I'm hearing from you and from anybody else that likes it.
Yeah. So for mezcal, I say La Luna. And for tequila, I'll probably go with Los Azulejos.
Okay.
Yeah, I always liked that one, and they always stayed consistent, because, you know, like some brands just either change the quality on it or they change the bottle or stuff like that, but Los Azulejos always stayed the same.
Okay.
For years, so.
So you just dropped a lot of knowledge on me right there. So I can only imagine those guys appreciated like, oh, wait, $100 a shot, and this guy just gave us a little bit of history or some facts on what we're drinking here.
Yeah.
And then they say, pour one yourself, and here's a $100 tip. That's $500 right there. That's, yeah. Well, that's why you're the best, man. That's why you're the best.
Thank you, man.
You ready?
I try.
You ready for the last one?
All right.
Here we go. Okay. Here, you tell me. You tell us what this is. Because we're about to die. Death is upon us.
Okay, this is called The Last Dab.
The last what?
The Last Dab.
I thought you could say The Last Dance. Yeah. Oh, gosh. The Last Dab. Oh, damn.
That's a lot.
I agree with that one, Milton. That's a lot. Okay. I saved my big chunky one for the last one. We're about to die, and I'm going to have to wrap this up right afterwards, I have a feeling. I will muscle through my end. My end spiel. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, baby. Because this one by...
The Hot Ones.
The Hot Ones. Oh, crap. The last Hot Ones that we had was rough. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's see here. I want to spread it out throughout the wing if I can. The last dab.
Here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The flavor's good. It's way better than that last one that they had. Oh, gosh. I shouldn't have breathed in through my mouth. But I can't breathe in through my nose because it's running. That one's not as bad yet. Okay, let's try again here.
Wait until it kicks in.
I don't know. That bomb one was really bad. Maybe just because it sucks so bad. This one's not as bad.
I feel like...
You know, where is that thing? Let me try a little bit more. I should have a little bit more wing.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Let me try one more little spot here. Because I'm telling you, that bomb one was the worst. Maybe just the flavor was so bad. But those people were not lying. Well,
that builds, though.
That what? This one. It's not as bad, I don't think, yet. The flavor is definitely better on that one.
Yeah.
You're sweating.
Oh, man.
I don't think this one's as bad as that bomb one. I'm gonna have to rate. You know, I'm gonna do a little quick rating since my mouth isn't dying yet, and we got like 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
The worst one. Everyone that was correct and said the bomb, that one sucked. That was terrible. But the best one of all these was Face by Nosh. But I would say the one that most people would be able to handle is Noshville. That would have been my favorite one for Mild. But of all of them, ooh, my lip is burning now. But it was the Face one was my favorite from Nosh. So people got to go down and check those out. If you like hot stuff. If you don't like hot stuff, don't do it. Ooh, okay. My lips burn.
Oh, man.
Well, anyways, Eddie, I want to thank you for coming on in. And this is a new concept that I have not done yet. Oh, muscle man. Through this, I promise. Bear with me, folks. We have not done a hot ones. We've had a couple other people make drinks on here before. But this is an Eddie special that he's not even giving the secret out to. Just know that La Luna is the mezcal that's in this. And what was the drink called?
Oaxacan Old Fashioned.
Perfect. It's that, what he said. And I want to thank you again one more time for coming on in, bringing in all these sauces, some that you can't even get unless you come to Winona, right?
Yep.
But they are fantastic. Eddie, if you want to see Eddie, you need to go to El Patron in Winona. Just ask for Eddie. He is, I'm telling you, the best server in Winona. I am biased on that because I've never had every server, but I don't really care. And thank you for coming in and getting those wings and everything prepared. Milton, thank you for coming on in. I think you got a fun thing to go to after this while we cool our mouths down to. But if you also want to check out Nosh in town in Winona, get these fat, juicy wings, dude. These are great. Have some of their unique sauces. And I will actually, in the show notes, put down some of the links so you can go to either El Patron or you can go to Nosh, either one, and check out both places. But Eddie, again, thank you for coming on in. This has been another episode of Brews and Cruise. Like the chef says in the background, subscribe, like, share, give us a 5-star review because it helps everyone find the show more. And again, this has been another week of Brews and Cruise. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you for your time, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the invite.